The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guest is your superintendent, Dr. Andrew Jackson. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, welcome to Super Chat. Well, Andrew, I was hoping we could start out our show today with an update on your building projects. What is the very latest status? And can you also maybe fill our listeners in on what they can expect to see happening this summer in 2025?
Yes, absolutely, Gary. Appreciate the opportunity to give our listeners some more information about our building project. We've certainly talked about it a few times, and I would encourage our listeners to go out to our website at summondearborn.k12.in.us. Under the information menu, there is the building project 2024, and there you can see several documents that have been posted, and you'll be able to review several presentations that have been made during board meetings, one of which will show all the projects we're doing. But because it extends for two school years, we are doing different phases of the building project. And so we're doing a lot right now. In fact, it's just starting to pick up to get a head start on some summer. We've already finished up the set of locker rooms at the high school. We went through and updated all of our locker rooms at the high school and the middle school, where we have private showers, new finishes, new fixtures, and new epoxy flooring to keep it's a cleaner look and a little more private for our student athletes to be able to, instead of the old group showers, it's actually a private shower facility. So that was one remaining locker room that we've already done. It's getting wrapped up right now. So for this summer, we have some additional items that are going to be happening at all of our schools. Here at the high school, middle school campus, we are reconfiguring our driveway and our parking on the north side of the building, and that is where that circle drive is with the pickup and drop-off. Ever since COVID, we've had more students being picked up, and it actually extended into a parking lot and out into the road. So we are changing that configuration. We're adding a entrance on the northwest corner of the parking lot. If our listeners drive by recently, you'll see the work for that has already begun. And then that will change the way we allow students, parents, and staff to come in and out of our parking lot. It will make it a much safer arrival and dismissal. One thing I don't like about our current setup is we have a crosswalk that goes right through that circle drive. So people are actually turning away from the building. And then in a blind spot, people are trying to cross on a crosswalk. And it's just not an ideal situation. So that will be changed. And some additional items will be included in the parking lot reconfiguration as well. We also started on a maintenance facility for our maintenance team. That's something they've been wanting for a long time, just a small shop to do some small maintenance items. Currently, they just have to find an empty hallway or work outside to work on small projects. So that will give them some space to do that. It'll also have a bay in there to pull in one of their vehicles to work on their plow, to install a plow, to work on their vehicle. They do some small vehicle repair as well for that. So that's happening right now. If people come up to the high school, you'll see that work. And then we're also adding turf this summer to the soccer field. And that work is beginning as well. And so in the northeast corner, they're going to access the northeast corner of that parking lot. They're going to access that soccer field, so they actually have to kind of create a gravel road to get to it, and then they'll reclaim that gravel road back to grass. But in the meantime, while they're doing that, it'll be a soccer, it'll be a fenced area, and then we're expanding the bleacher space as well. Because part of the issue is with the soccer, we have several spectators that sit on the field, but when we get finished with all this, that's going to be fenced off. So we're going to need to allow for additional bleacher space. So we'll have additional bleachers for our soccer team, and on the turf, it'll be a very nice space. And then several other things as well. As our listeners will likely remember, we're doing a lot of mechanical work. So all of our rooftop units at the high school will be replaced as part of this project. It's nearly 35 units. 16 of them will happen this summer. So you'll see a crane coming in to pick a rooftop unit off the roof and place the new one on there. And then the mechanical team with Geiler will work to get that installed and hooked up. And that will happen over the summer. So they'll see quite a bit of work going on with that as well. And then each of our elementary schools will be getting new signs this summer. So we're very excited to have a consistent looking sign for each elementary with a digital sign that can be updated and more messages can be added to it. So all three of our elementaries will be receiving those this summer. That is going to be done by Signorama. And included in that sign package is here at the high school, middle school campus, we're installing several what we call wayfinder signs, which throughout the campus and down the road, you'll see as you come in Trojan or if you come in Schumann, we'll be directing people to the correct parking area, you know, pick up, drop off, football, soccer, track, natatorium, all those types of things will be included on those signs. And then we're also getting some additional signage here for the central office to show where the central office entrance is, and then the high school main entrance as well. So our listeners will see that happening over the summer. And then there's some additional mechanical work that will be happening at Summon. They are getting all new unit ventilators in the classroom. So a lot of the plumbing that has to happen and electrical work will happen this summer, and they'll phase that throughout the school year. And then lastly, because Bright Elementary School is getting a brand new playground. So we're very excited. Mr. Collier's been working with the contractors on the different items. And I know that it'll be a poured-in-place surface, which is a solid surface that is a soft, solid surface. They're getting a very large playground piece of equipment similar to the Summon, and they're getting a few other items as well. So I know the students at Bright Elementary will be excited about this new playground behind the school. And then one other thing at Bright, they are getting the flat part of the roof replaced. We replaced the shingles in the first phase of the filling project, and this part we're doing the flat spaces around it, which is a more of a traditional rubber type flat roof that you'll see at a lot of schools. So they're getting that replaced this summer as well. And then we'll start on some windows at Bright as well. So Bright gets new roof, new windows, and a new playground, and we'll be doing that work this summer.
Wow, there's a tremendous list of things going on. This is pretty incredible. Well, as you begin the 25-26 school year at East Central High School, you'll have some things going on, it's my understanding, that will necessitate some, I'll call them updated traffic flow patterns. What can you share with listeners on this change?
Yes. So with the new parking lot, that will change the pattern of the way people enter and exit the building. However, temporarily, we are estimating that that project will not be done till probably September. So for 4 to 6 weeks of school, we're going to have some temporary access to the building for our students and for our parent drivers and student drivers. Right now, we're looking at bringing everyone in the boulevard and having everyone be dropped off what we call door 17, which is the athletic door around back. We will finalize those plans and send out maps. We're not going to do that until this summer, right before school starts, because we have a new group of parents coming in for the high school, which new group of freshman parents and our senior parents and students really don't care what it looks like next year. So we're going to wait for that to happen, allow our student information system to roll over, get the new group of parents, and we'll be sending out more information over the summer, just a couple weeks before school starts. And at that point, we'll have a better idea of how long that's going to last. That'll temporary plan, and then we'll have a more permanent plan once we open up the access to the new parking lot on the north side of the building.
Yeah. Well, it is a process, that's for sure. You know, to change the topic on you, I did want to ask you about what do you have coming up that will impact staffing, things that you are maybe positions you're looking to fill or change, or what can you fill us in on?
We allow staff to request transfers, and the deadline for requesting transfer is April 1st for our certified teaching staff. So I've just finished up reviewing all those and making decisions and notifying teachers in terms of transfers. And that allows us then to figure out where the openings are. So we currently have three openings to fill. Two are at the middle school. Renee Watkins retired, so that position is posted. She is our middle school counselor. And then we also have a middle school science position. So those two positions are currently posted. And then we have a half-time job share position at North Dearborn Elementary School. Our contract and board policy allows two teachers to share one teaching position. So we have a few teachers at North Dearborn that do that. And so we have an open half-time position at North Dearborn Elementary School. So I encourage our listeners to go out to our website, which I've mentioned before. Under Human Resources, you'll see a tab that says Come Work For Us, and there's a link there to apply for the various jobs. The job share position is a great opportunity for a young teacher that maybe wants to be on a school calendar, maybe has students or children at home and wants to work, you know, a couple days a week. It's a half-time position, so you get half the benefits, half the salary. My wife did that for several years right here at the middle school and really took advantage of that. So it's a great opportunity for someone, and we expect to have several who apply for it. But those are the openings. There's no internal candidates for any of those three positions that we have posted. So again, I would encourage our listeners that are interested in working at SUM in Dearborn to go out to the website. And then things happen in the next couple months. This is our April podcast, and we will likely have some retirements and resignations in the next couple months. So I encourage our listeners, if those are not positions you're interested in, keep looking on our website for other positions that will certainly be posted in the next few weeks.
Yeah, very good. Good report on that. You know, I must say that the graduation ceremony for the class of 2025 will soon be here. I don't know where the time goes. But that also means that registration for the 2025-26 school year needs to be completed by families. Can you remind our listeners of what needs to take place and by when?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Gary. So out on our website, we have a page with all the various 25-26 pre-registrations. If you have a new student coming next year, grades 1 through 12 only, a new student, so you're moving into the area and you want to start school here, there's the new student pre-registration. There's also the kindergarten pre-registration as well. And then just a reminder to our current, if you are a in-district transfer between our three elementaries or an out-of-district transfer, you have to reapply each year. All those forms are out there. This is the pre-registration, and then what will happen is we will update all that information in PowerSchool, and we will update the final registration, and you'll send that out via email, and all of our parents will have to log into their PowerSchool and access the final registration. That's where you sign off on the handbooks that you've read them. You approve whether or not we can post your pictures on social media. Some various forms we have to approve. You update the emergency contacts, all those items as well. And that's the final registration. And it will happen in late July for PowerSchool. Currently, those forms are out there for the pre-registration for, and then the in-district, out-of-district are out there now. The deadline for in-district, out-of-district transfers is May 1st. So please, if you are a current in-district or out-of-district transfer, or you're interested in becoming one, please be sure to apply. We do our best to approve all those that we can at the elementary school, sometimes with some various grade levels. We fill up, and you may not get your first request for an out-of-district transfer, but you may be able to go to a different school of our three elementary schools. I try to get all those approved by May 1st, and after that, it's first come, first served based on class sizes. So again, go out to our website. Under information, you'll see a link that says the 25-26 enrollment, registration. Click there and you'll see all the various forms that are linked there to access.
Mm-hmm. You know, to finish this out, I always like to include something on these related topics in terms of production shows, the Performing Arts Center, because that's a wonderful facility you have. What can you tell us about middle school productions?
Yes, we have our middle school production coming up. So every year, our middle school and high school do a fall and spring production. And I just attended the high school spring production, which was Newsies. And that, just a reminder to our listeners, that was the musical that was canceled in 2020, where we had to close school. And 5 years later, they brought it back and they did a fantastic job. The middle school will be performing Alice in Wonderland Jr., and that will be on April 11th and 12th at 7 p.m. That's a Friday, Saturday. And then the 13th is a Sunday at 3 p.m. So I encourage our listeners to come support our middle school drama. It'll be in our beautiful Performing Arts Center. And just to kind of go back to our building project, I didn't list this because we're not doing a lot of work there this summer, but our Performing Arts Center is getting a complete makeover. Nearly $3 million is going into that facility for all new house lighting, all new seat, all new flooring, all new stage lighting. The stage lighting has actually been ordered and will be installed this summer, so we'll have all new LED stage lighting with additional technology that will be, allow advanced movements and things like that for our stage lighting. A lot of people don't know this. If you ever had like a behind-the-scenes tour of that Performing Arts Center, back in the back, you'll see all the various curtain riggings and all the various what they call nodes that control all the different house lights and stage lights. That's all computer-controlled. And so all that's getting replaced as well in the back of the house there. But this summer, people will notice the improved stage lighting, and then certainly by next summer, they'll notice all new seating and the house lighting, which are the can lights up above over the audience, and all new flooring as well. So it'll look fantastic. It's hard to believe that by next summer, when we replace it, that facility will be 20 years old. So it was certainly, you know, time to update some spaces there, and we're very excited to provide that for our community and for our students. I know our students love the opportunity to get up there on that stage and perform. And, you know, as our listeners know, we use that district-wide K-12. Every one of our elementaries do a fall and spring presentation there. So every kid gets an opportunity to get up there. And then we have our band and choir concerts in the fall and the spring at the high school, middle school, and our drama clubs. So it's a great facility. And then we have community events as well. Very excited. But the upcoming one is April 11th, 12th, and 13th, Alice in Wonderland Jr. by the Middle School Drama Club.
Wow. Always quite a lineup of things going on. Well, good show, Andrew. I think your stakeholders are fortunate to have this ability to hear you directly, you know, each and every month. It's good to stay informed. And I want to thank you for joining me once again here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.